This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show, and I am just so excited to be with you today. And I'm humbled too, beyond humbled. I cannot believe that 9.5 years has passed, and here we are. And I have a guest today, and we're going to be talking about solar, and I'll introduce him in a minute. But before that, we're going to give God all the glory, and we're going to say a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up this time, and I ask that you give me discernment. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. You are always welcome. Always welcome around me. I need your support. I need your guidance every minute of every day. And Lord, I just ask that you lift up this time and that you make it your time and that it glorify you. And no matter what someone's going through right now, you know what those issues are. I don't know, but you do, Lord. And so I just place those people in your hands, and I know that you have them. And for those people, Lord, I just ask that you just let them feel your presence right here, right now. And for Salem Communications, for hedge of protection around the station, around the United States, with all the things going on, Lord, I just know that you're in there. You are there, and people are asking why, and you have the answers. We don't. But the truth will be known, and I believe that. In all these things we ask and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so here we are on the Sue Freeze Show, and I have a special guest with me, and I'm going to introduce him. And I want to give you a little background so you understand who he is, what he is, and of course, it's not going to be all, because we are so amazing as creatures that God created, and we've gone through this life journey, and what's happened during our time has created the preparation for the next assignment, and Chris Gregory is a testimony to that, and he's going to tell you a little bit about that. And I was listening to him yesterday, and I was just amazed. So I know you will be too. So our guest today is Chris Gregory. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you.
What a voice. Listen to that voice. Oh, I could listen to it all day. He has a vast and diverse background that has certainly led him on quite a journey. In his early years, Chris was a Broadway performer in such shows as Chorus Line. That was the first thing I ever saw in theater and musicals, so that's exciting. Dreamgirls, Leader of the Pack, and more. Like so many of us in life, there are twists and turns and pivots. I like that you use that since I'm a dancer. I think that's kind of cool. Today, Chris will take us along with his true story of God moving in and through his life. And I know, personally, we all have a story, don't we? And I would love to hear from each one of you, but that's for another day. But just contact me. He's a nationally and internationally known voiceover artist for 30 years, hence his voice. Listen carefully to his voice. It's amazing. And is currently on the air as a ring announcer for World Championship Kickboxing on Fox Sports for 14-plus years and other sports programs as well. Back in the 1990s, Chris was the media manager and the TV producer for the ever-increasing Faith television program for Dr. Price for nearly 8 years. The broadcast was reaching 52 countries, spreading the good news. Wow, that's amazing. He's currently the chief revenue officer and co-founder of the SolarYellowPages.com. Chris and his company provide a free, safe place for homeowners to become educated and connected with the right installers and finance programs so they don't make mistakes when going solar. Please welcome the guest for our program today, Chris Gregory. Yay!
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. I want to just explain how I met Chris. I don't believe in coincidence. Yeah. Coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous, but I don't let God stay anonymous because I believe that every appointment we have, every introduction we have is for a reason. And I believe that, I met you. I can remember we were in a real estate night function.
Yep.
And you were across the way from me. I was setting up my table, and across the way I saw Solar Yellow Pages. And I'm like, Yellow Pages, Solar Yellow Pages, what the heck is that? And so I walked over to you, didn't I? I said, okay, explain what this is, because I don't understand what this is. Yellow Pages is kind of gone. I mean, it's passé pretty much. But solaryellowpages.com, what is this? So explain what that is like you did to me, because I thought it was very, very articulate.
Well, the first thing I said to you is, well, we're here to help you.
I love that.
That was the first thing
yes.
I said.
Yes, I remember that.
And the reason we help people is because out there, it is a bit of a jungle.
Yes, it is.
And there are countless, I mean, maybe, I don't know, 1,600 installers, if you would call them that. Not to be negative, but I mean, they're everywhere.
Yes.
And you don't know who to turn to. I mean, do you go to Yelp? Do you do Google? I mean, how do you find, who do you find, whatever? And so we have a way of properly vetting these installers with my background and others that are involved in the company. And so we make sure that every bit of decision-making that you're going to make is the right choice for you. I mean, for instance, simply put, do you want to spend $5,000 more or $5,000 less? You could decide to pay $5,000 more, and that's up to you.
Right.
But we want to make sure, as your advocate, that that's the right decision that you wanted to make. And so we take you through the whole process, and it is a free service that we provide.
And so back to my experience personally on how we met is I said, huh, that's very interesting because right now I need to put a roof. I'm leaking. I have a leaky roof. And so I am forced that I have to make a decision right now on putting on a roof. Do I need solar? Do I not? And what are the benefits of getting it now? If I'm getting a roof right now, are there benefits? And the answer was yes, there are benefits because the utility companies, they're offering incentives for you to do it. And whatever you're doing with your roof, if the roof is being changed or if you're doing something with the roof, then you can get up to right now 30%, I think. And it might not be throughout because my radio station goes San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo and all over the world. So,
well, it's a federal tax.
Federal,
yeah,
excuse 30% me.
Yeah, 30% federal tax credit.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So, wow, that's exciting.
And your was a commercial job, not residential, which is different in and amongst itself. But we can help both businesses and residences.
Yes, and so I was asking him to get information because we're only as good as the information that we get, and so we want to trust where we're getting the information from. And since this isn't an avenue that I am well-versed, solar, I don't know that much about it other than it can save on my utility bills. But then the question I ask is, what's the outlay of cash, and when will I start seeing the return on the savings of electricity on my bill? I mean, how long does it take? Because then you're figuring out the ROI, which business people always think about the ROI. All people should think about the ROI, but I know for business people always think about how much am I investing and what's my return on my investment, hence return on investment, ROI. So with that being said, I asked him that, and it was a questionnaire he had me fill out. I had to fill out a questionnaire because he needed to know what was important to me. And that's important, right? Because not one size fits all. So with that being said, he designed the best solution for what it is I thought I wanted. Now, along the way, when you're getting more education, then you can change a thought process and say, well, yeah, that's good, but what if I did this? And then he would come back. And their company was they corresponded very well, very quickly. They went to extreme depth to find the right match. And I think that's so important. And I felt a total confidence, and here's your endorsement. I felt a total confidence in the ability of who I was talking to. And if he didn't have the answer, he would say, you know what, I need to check on that. And he would check on that with people he trusts. And then he would get back to me. And it was a very good relationship on getting the education I needed. So there's your endorsement.
Well, thank you. And it was quite complicated.
It was very complicated because Sue Freeze is complicated.
Well, multiple meters,
I'm just saying,
commercial business. Yeah.
Just complicated all the way around. I'll just leave it at that. Right? Yes.
No, you're lovely and wonderful.
I'm complicated.
Truly. No.
But I think we're all complicated.
We all have levels.
Yes, we do. All right. So that's how we met. And then the relationship started to grow because I kept asking more questions and the trust got built because the questions were answered. And even I'm going to give a little side note endorsement for E-Cola. E-Cola is the same way. We want to ask the questions because not one size fits all. And we want to individualize the best solution for our customers because they all have individual needs. And we want to make sure that whatever the issues are, we want to address those and answer those so that we can give the best solution, the best service that is required. So that's all good. So I want to go back when I was reading your bio. Some of the things that came up were, I did not know that you were a Broadway performer. So what did you do when you performed on Chorus Line?
Well, we can go back further than that, but we don't need to.
I just want to know that.
You don't want to know that I was a Mouseketeer back in 1976?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, never mind. Let's not talk about that.
I watched that show, too. That's so cool.
All right. So in Chorus Line, throughout time, there's several years, I played five different roles. I played Mark, Don, Larry, Al, Mike, and Zach through different times. I was on the Bus and Truck National Tour. I was on the International Tour.
But what did you do?
We were in Japan.
What did you do?
I played those roles.
Okay.
I was a singer, dancer, actor.
Singer, dancer, actor.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know the names.
In Las Vegas, I at the Sahara Hotel, I played the role of Mike. On the road, I was playing the role of Mark. And then another company, I played Larry. It's show business. And
that is so much fun.
Yeah.
That is great.
And
I love that.
Yeah. Dreamgirls, again, I was a singer dancer. That was a fabulous, exciting show as well. And then Leader of the Pack worked.
So if I YouTubed, would I be able to see you?
You can Google me. Yeah,
I can Google you.
Yeah, you can see me singing and dancing on the Tony Awards in 1985.
85, remember that? 85.
We were nominated for a Tony Award.
1985.
So cool.
I'm going to look that up. I'm going to do it. Okay. And so I want to hear more because you started to tell me a little bit about it, and it became emotional for me listening to this. You were talking about the TV.
Yeah,
when you were producing for Dr. Price.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit before.
Okay, a little bit before. Yeah, go ahead. And you talk about what was going on with you, because
I'm happy to share that.
I really want you to dive into that, because, see, the goal for this show, the Sue Freeze Show, is to give inspiration and encouragement to those listening. But not only that, even more, the Lord has just recently had revealed to me that more than that is God is calling the Sue Freeze Show and Sue Freeze to be a transformer, meaning transformation. It's we need to change our belief system to be more like Christ, and to believe our system that's going to be winning and doing, actually being able to produce what God has created us to produce. And the results, we need to have them. And yes, we need to save lives. We need to bring people to the full understanding of who Christ is. And it might be a seed, you know, a faith, the sign of a mustard seed that can move a mountain. It might be just one word. It might be a smile. It might be a hug. It might be sharing our story and how we got through that story and pressed on and got back up again. That can cause another person to realize that no matter where they are in their life, that they can get back up again and they can go forward and life. You know, when you go through trying times, which you're going to explain part of you're going to describe your situation, is that you get a new leash on life. You realize just how important life is. And so I want you to share that, because I think that's going to give hope to listeners. So go ahead.
Thank you.
Where's the tissues?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's not that sad. It's actually glorious.
It's pretty amazing. So,
yeah,
it's tears pretty
of
amazing.
Joy, yeah.
Yes. But it did grab my heart.
I was, after New York and doing many shows and whatnot, I came out to L.A. And the reason I was, my first pivot, use that word pivot, was I became a videotape editor. And a camera operator. I got really out of the performing end and got more into the technical. It was always interesting to me. And my father was a director and all of these things, producers. So it was kind of like I needed to do this. So as I was becoming an editor, one of my producers that I was editing for said, "You have a really great voice. You should do this." And who was the guy? He was the vice president of ABC TV doing a side pet project. And it was like a 14-tape VHS series on Ayurvedic medicine, which I knew nothing about. I knew a lot about it now after that 14-tape series. But anyway, I did that. Now, who bought his tapes? Was all these big people in the show business. Well, they heard my voice, heard this thing, and I started getting jobs. Boom! I was discovered, as they say in show business.
That's amazing.
From there, things started to roll in that career, in that area and whatnot. And so then I was also doing camera work. You know, in Los Angeles, you do various things. So I'm doing some editing. I'm doing some voiceover work. It's really starting to pick up. FNN predated CNN. I was one of the announcers on FNN, anyway.
I've heard your voice.
Long story.
It just sounds like a long time ago. I've heard your voice. Anyway.
And still even today, but that's not, I just want to get right to, I got to give you some backgrounds to that.
Yes.
It really takes hold.
Mm-hmm.
So there I am, editing, camera work, things like that. I get a phone call. It's Saturday night at 3 a.m. A friend of mine who was a cameraman was very sick. I could hardly understand what he was saying, but what I gathered was the address, the time I needed to be there, and something about a dome, and you need to be good, or I will lose my position, kind of thing.
He's like, oh boy, no pressure.
Right, he's got this voice.
No pressure.
So call time is 5 a.m. The sun is barely coming up. I show up in the area, this back streets. It's actually in like, I'd never really been in that part. It was like South Central Los Angeles or something. I'm on 76th and some back street or something. I pull in and that's the dome he talked about. Okay. So I get out. I see the two TV trucks. I pull out and I'm a hired TV guy. What do you need me for? I'll show up and I'll shoot. There it is. It doesn't matter. I listen to the director. I operate the camera gear. So I introduce myself. They give me a blazer. They give me my headsets. They walk me to my camera. I'm like, okay, great, thank you. So I go inside. I learn that I'm camera one. So I'm starting to learn which camera I'm using and getting set up on all these things. And then the double muff headset goes on, which means that on one side, you hear nothing in the house.
Okay.
On one side, you hear nothing but the director. On the other side, you hear nothing but the other cues. Cue, 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 cue. That's all you hear. You don't really know what's going on around you.
Wow.
Because you're just a professional cameraman listening to what they want you to shoot. There you go. So we're just about ready to go. And I'm noticing that they're really lovely, well-dressed people. And they seem to be carrying what appeared to be, I don't know, maybe songbooks or something. Because they're all singing. There's a big band. I'm zooming in. I'm shooting the band. They're going, hey, give us a shot over here. And then suddenly, this is where it gets good. Suddenly they say, okay, the doctor's in the house. Camera one, give us a shake. So I go up and down on my camera. They go, okay, great. Camera one, you're ready. Okay, you're going to pick up the doctor. The doctor's in the house. So you're going to pick him up in a half body. So stand by. I'm looking around you guys, and I don't know who the doctor is. Who's the doctor? I'm looking around. I'm looking in the audience. I kid you not, there's about 10,000 people there.
They all look like doctors.
They're all well-dressed. I don't know who the doctor is. So suddenly I look down and it appears that this guy is maybe more special looking, very well-dressed. I boom and pick up. Okay, he's got the doctor. Stand by. He's ready to go. Camera one, stand by. And ready one, and in a very, in what we call a half body shot. So I'm just above his belt. He's looking directly into my camera. He points to my camera. I now see he has a Bible in his hand, and he says, welcome to Ever Increasing Faith. Remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise God for another day and for another privilege and opportunity to share with you the living word of God. I'm frozen. You guys, I am frozen. I kid you not. It was my moment. I was absolutely fully convicted. Look at the chills on my arms as I'm telling you this story. This can't.
Yes.
And so unbelievable. So I made it through that show. I was literally shaken for sure, but I made it through that show being a professional.
Uh-huh.
And as the long story goes, I ended up being the relief cameraman. I did a lovely job, and I did the entire thing. So for about a year and a half, I was their cameraman, and then I learned that they were going to need a producer, and I interviewed, and they hired me. And for about 8 years, I was Dr. Price's producer of the TV show.
See, now that's just being at the right place at the right time. Not really. Yes and no, but it's an appointment that God wanted you to be that person, to be right there at that time.
I didn't know I was going there that morning.
Yes, you didn't, but God did.
To have the Holy Spirit fill me, yeah.
If you're tuning in right now, thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm just so thankful that you're with us today. And with me today is Chris Gregory, and he's with the SolarYellowPages.com, and we're going to hear more about what he's doing now. But I want you to get to know him on a personal level, because he's a person. He's a real live person and he's got a story. And you know, when I'm talking to anybody, I'm always saying, I want to hear more about your story. It doesn't matter if I'm turning in a car at the service station. This just happened the other day. And the gentleman there, he had a tattoo, and I asked him what the tattoo was. And it happened to be some scripture. I couldn't read it because I didn't have my glasses on, but I knew it was scripture. And so I said, are you a believer? And he said, yes. And he looked like he was 20 years old. And he says, I have quite the story. And I said, I want to hear your story. I never got to hear it because he was working and I didn't want him to get in trouble because his boss was having him move cars and do all these things. But I gave him my card and we're going to talk later. But I'm excited about that. But you never know. Everybody has a story. And wouldn't it be interesting to hear their story? And when you do hear stories, isn't it amazing what people have been through and how God has brought them through and whatnot? But Chris, I really appreciate you telling us that story. But I want to hear more about your health story, too, because that's the one that really grabbed me. That grabbed me because right. I know God was totally in control of that.
Well, that's when I became,
hand on you.
Yeah, became convicted for sure.
Absolutely.
And then started, you know, my ministry, which I believed, you know,
yes.
and media ministry and teaching and training others and really being a part of the Helps ministry and
yes.
having about 36, 38 people that were all volunteers. And a professional crew together and having all that done and just the fellowship and making that happen, broadcast to 52 countries, spreading the good news,
yeah.
spreading the gospel.
What an incredible journey that
really,
is.
Really, amen to that.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're still growing and we're still learning and God's not done with us yet.
No.
And I'm so
amen.
Happy about that.
Amen.
So happy about that. We're going to go to break pretty soon, so I don't want to get really heavily involved and whatnot. But so I want you to talk a little bit about how did you go from Broadway to the Ever Increased Faith broadcast. You kind of already said that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of time as an editor and a
yeah,
cameraman.
You said that.
And then that led me to the voiceovers. And it just, you know, literally, it was God's path. I probably.
It's God's path.
I could not have, like, made that up or have planned any of that for
right.
sure.
So, listeners, each one of you, you have things that you've been through, you know, and I say that's preparation. It's preparation for the next assignment. And clearly, his journey, his path, it's you can see it, but you don't see it when you're going through it.
No way.
You see it when you get to the other side and you're going, oh, my gosh, now I know why I had to go through that and that and that. Because if I hadn't gone through that, and that, I wouldn't be where I am today. And if I wasn't where I am today, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now.
And boy, did things change when that happened.
I'm certain they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had 8 years of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an incredible story. That must have been so empowering to you and life transforming. I mean, that's just transformation right
and fulfilling
there.
Beyond belief.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you, is he still around?
Yeah, Dr. Price is still around and his son is now on the air.
Uh-huh.
I after about 8 years, I moved on into high tech, you know, from TV. I went into high tech with mm-hmm. a few companies, voice recognition. We invented Siri before Siri.
Yes.
it was
wow.
called Wildfire.
Oh.
And anyway, long story
wow.
short, that's, I got into high tech and then MTI Film, which was film restoration software. And I worked in that arena as
you
well.
You have so many different arenas, you know, that I'm sure God's
going to
use.
Pivots, a lot of pivots.
Pivots, and God's going to use each one of those moving forward too.
Amen.
You know, I feel like we're on this new path, this new journey, and, you know, it's a new stage in our lives, and it's exciting. Listen, for those of you just joining in, I thank you so much for doing so. For San Diegans, thank you so much for joining in on KPRZ and KDAR, The Word. Thank you so much for joining in, the Venturians, and KUHL up in Santa Maria, and I'm missing somebody, and I don't remember who it is. KKLA, of course, which is right here. And listen, if you have a story and you want to tell your story, contact me by going to SueFries, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Go there and connect with me, please. And we will be back with more of the Sue Fries Show right after this brief break. Hi, this is Sue Fries, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Fries, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
As a special tribute to all the wonderful moms, now through the end of May, we are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. E. cola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
A little rain, a little sun, and a house made of wood. Your house, a termite's paradise. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the owner of E. cola Termite Services.
And Sue, E. cola is California's leading termite and pest control company.
This time of year, termites are looking for a home, and chances are they've already moved in to your home. Give them a little rain, a little sun, and they'll start swarming and nesting, raising kids, thousands of hungry kids.
Ugh. E. cola will get rid of those unwelcome house guests quickly by using effective and family-friendly methods like microwave, electrogun, and the E. cola heat process that kills termites without the move-out hassle or embarrassment of tenting. I love that.
Call us at 1-877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off.
E. cola. Powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ask about E. cola's lifetime renewable warranty. 1-877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, E. cola Termite and Pest Control, for sponsoring this show. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, we'd like to hear from you. Contact me by going to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And I'd love to talk with you. And listen, if you're not sure, if you're a business and you're only in San Diego, or you're only in Ventura, or you're only in Orange County, or only in LA, we can help you there too, because this show is syndicated. And we can put your commercial in the area in which you service and not exceed your service area, because that would just upset people. And we don't want to do that. And we want you to get the biggest ROI you can possibly get, and I'm here to help you do that. So contact me by going to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word.com, and we will figure out the best way to go for you. So back with Chris Gregory from SolarYellowPages.com. I have to look at his shirt, just make sure I get it right. And so you currently do voiceovers for Kingsway International Christian Center. Tell us more about that.
Well, for many years, I've been the voice. They call it VOG. It's called the voice of God.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the one in the all of their TV commercials and all that. And they do a lot.
Do one liner. Do one liner of what you'd say.
I would say, welcome to IGOC 2019, the International Gathering of Champions, Europe's premier Christian conference. Today, with us, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Can you teach me how to be better?
I want you to teach me fabulous. How to
be. We have to always be learning.
I know, but.
Right? So you need to teach me.
Okay.
Okay? I haven't had any formal training. It's just been whatever. So, yeah. So anyway, okay. So from television to high tech.
Yeah.
You said that. And now green tech, which I relate to strongly with E. cola. Tell us how and why you got into the solar and starting the Solar Yellow Pages.
It was literally not something that I had thought of. Okay. To be honest with you, it had happened. I was, you know, working on my life. Everything was going well with the voiceover careers. Just everything was in decent and in good order in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had an infection in my intestine and didn't know it. Had some stomach pain. Went to the doctor. Kind of misdiagnosed it. Didn't know. Gave me pills. Pills didn't work. Suddenly, I woke up one morning, collapsed, dying in pain. And I do mean the word dying. I collapsed. And as Providence would have it, my son, my stepson, actually, he's an EMT. So he scooped me up, got me to the hospital in time, driving 100 miles an hour. I got there. I got to the hospital. And I'm trying to make this as short as possible. But I was in surgery within minutes of arriving. They could clearly see that I was turning green and that the contents of my perforated bowel was going through my body, yeah. And I was turning color. So they did as major a surgery could get. They sleeved me, not to get gory, but from the sternum all the way down, opened me up and took out my organs. They left in my heart and one kidney, everything else on machines. I was in a coma for like 3.5-4 days. That was the first surgery. Ooh. And when I woke up, we won't get into how weird that was, but kind of, didn't really remember or know who I was. There was a little process there because I was out for so long.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, That was the first
That's
surgery.
Serious. Yeah, that's so serious.
It was about a month long.
Yes.
And
you're minimizing it.
Then then another surgery, and then another surgery.
Over
and,
what
and
period of time?
Over a year.
How many surgeries?
Four.
Major.
Major surgeries.
Surgeries.
Yeah. Well, the fifth one wasn't major. That was a mesh replacement situation.
Okay.
So I look like the shark attack victim.
Yes.
You know, but that's okay.
Okay.
God has spared me, and I believe that I am more now than ever on what perhaps is the mission I'm supposed to be on.
Right.
Because in that time, in that silence, in those moments when I went literally from... Now, remember the beginning of my story, you know, from Broadway and all this stuff and all these things in the natural that give you this, you know, measure or level of success and all these things. There you are on the couch
mm-hmm.
with all kinds, you know, with I had 92 stitches, you know, down the front of me at
and
one
And you
point.
Had to depend on others to help you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
like
my
you
goodness.
Believe.
And, yes, I can relate
and
to that.
Praise God for my wife and others that helped me. And
yes.
So through that process, I just, you know, I was holding on to some scriptures here. I mean,
let's share those scriptures.
Well, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight, because if I was looking at what I was looking at, it was not looking good. So I had to have God's vision in my heart and in my mind and in my soul.
So how many out there can relate to that? Are we looking at what we can see, or are we believing what God wants for our lives? We have to walk by faith, not by sight. So that's a good one.
You know, and I was also holding on to Jeremiah 9:11. You know, I have plans for you to prosper. I had to believe that. That was something I had to own, because that, you know, it's got to get you. You can need to get up. You need to fight. You need to walk. You need to get
There's
up.
There's more to do.
There's more out there for you, you know. And then
Hebrews.
And then Hebrews. Yeah, Hebrews 11:6, like I was explaining earlier, is that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So it's coming.
Yes.
It's coming to me. And then, you know, I literally was praying and believing, and I made the desires of my heart known that I wanted to, you know, help others, do something a little bigger, do something a little better. And next thing you know, I was literally working at Solar City. And quickly, I made my way up to the regional manager of Solar City. You know, it's Elon Musk's company. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I was one of the few regional managers here mm-hmm. in Southern California. Learned so much how to help people and whatnot. And then that took me. I became the, after that, after 4 years of that, became the vice president and regional manager of another solar company, and then another solar company. So I learned and learned. And, you know, at the end of all of that, here's the exclamation point, the period, whatever you want. I now really believe that I know how to really help people, because I know where all the problems are. I know where they're at from the point of view of the customer. I know where the problems are from the point of the installer. I know where the stop gaps are with the city, with the state. So I now train and groom and put together this Solar Yellow Pages. That's what our company does. I'm the co-founder. My partner, Amir Salahi,
mm-hmm.
he has a similar solar background. In that sense, only he's an engineer. So we've been able to, you know, use software and cloud-based technology to really do what no one has done. And we're just so blessed to really be the first to market to really do this. And it's a free service to help people, the Solar Yellow Pages.
So to help with the description of that, I would just say that instead of myself or for you to go out, you say, okay, solar. Maybe I should get solar. Maybe now's a good time. Maybe I need a new roof like I did. And maybe it's a good time because it makes sense financially to do so. And I don't know if for sure it does or not. So let's get some information. Instead of us calling like numerous different companies that we have no reputation with, because this isn't something you deal with every day, kind of like termites. You don't deal with it every day. At least you don't. We do. I do. But you don't. And so it's best to call those that are in it every day, because they have a lot more knowledge and a lot more school of hard knocks than you do. And why not lean on that and gain that understanding and that information so that you can make an educated decision? And this company, along with the Ecola, same thing. It's that we want to educate our customers because we want to help you make the right decision. And so with them, it's like there's multiple moving parts. You've got the contractor, you've got the solar materials, you've got all of these different people. And then if you want to add, we want to do the roof at the same time, then you got the roofer, and maybe it's a different company. And how do you put all those pieces together, and how do you know which companies to choose? They are making it easier. You make one phone call, and then
this company, solaryellowpages.com, will do all that back work for you. You know, they'll do the background checks. They'll find the best suited match for what your needs and desires are. Is that correct? How was that?
It is. It's very good.
Okay, thank you.
Because it can be really confusing out there.
No kidding.
Imagine if you were going to buy a car in pieces.
Sure.
Now you got to try to put it together. You got to find a designer,
right,
a mechanic. You know,
yes.
And it's going to matter really who puts your car together.
Yeah.
It's going to really, well, that's not the way it is with your car, but that is the way it is with solar.
Right.
So you got to get
somebody. Well, there's different materials out there, and there's different sizes, and how do you know what size, and how many kilowatts, and how many whatevers. You know, it's a language I don't even understand. And so for me, it's like I didn't want to spend my time and energy getting all that education, because it's like a one-time purchase. If you have more than one property, obviously it might be a two or a three or four or whatever. But in this case, it was a one-time purchase. So I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing, but I need someone to gather all that information and figure out what's best for me. So you might be, listener, you might be one of those people that is needing this service, or you know somebody that's talking about it. So this is a way where you can get all those questions answered, right?
Yeah.
With one phone call.
Well, you
or one
it's
email,
actually easier
one
than
internet.
That. You go to www.solaryellowpages.com, and
there
from there, you begin to click, click, click. You start to, well, you type in your county, first of all.
Sure.
And once you put in your county, then it's going to begin to narrow down. This is cloud-based technology. You're going to put in the things that are important to you, the warranties, the guarantees, how many years the company's been in business. You know, we're not going to reveal the names of the companies because we don't want you to be swayed by that. We want you to be swayed on who they are and what they do. Then at the end, instead of all those different companies that you chose, maybe you chose three or five out of how many came up that were already all vetted to begin with. There's no one bad.
Yeah.
But who are the best ones that are best for you?
Sure.
What's happening here is that you are going to get one phone call from someone from the Solar Yellow Pages representing those companies
right,
to assist you.
And doesn't that make sense? Oh my gosh, that's just so much easier. Ah, breath. Whew. Yes. You're listening to the Sue Freeze Show. Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. Anyway, so that was very good information, and I think that would be helpful. So what does it mean to be a green soldier?
Well, to be a green soldier, it's someone who supports the deployment of solar panels. I mean, there are different rankings and involvement, you know, from education and referral programs to financing and installation, but it really means involvement. If you want to be involved in the green movement and green soldier, I mean, you can email us at info@solaryellowpages.com and we can, you know, help you become involved, because you might know someone who really, for instance, a parent that has a high electricity bill and they're struggling to pay it, or there could be a number of reasons why you want to get involved.
Sure.
You want to help people.
Yeah.
We're here to help you help them.
That sounds great. That really does. That sounds wonderful, because we need to take care of our planet and we need to be smart about that. We talked about that a little bit. We need to be smart about that. I mean, there's so much talk going on about climate and all this. And the truth of the matter is, if we can, I had a Good Earth Day and I had another guest on and we were talking about just being wise. And, you know, if we can reuse something, you know, use a plastic cup instead of a paper cup, or just anything we can do, paper napkins versus linen napkins. That's a choice change I made just by listening to the conversation. But we need to just be smart. And, you know, our earth is our earth and we need to take care of it. And so if this can help manage our energy, then why would we not want to do that? If it makes sense, it makes sense. And so let's be smart and let's do things wisely. And that's why this is so good. So what are the difficulties that homeowners face when they're going solar? What are some of the things that happen?
One of the biggest things is that there's so much information out there, and it can be misinterpreted or it could be misinformation. I mean, it's just out there, and you don't really know what to believe. So this guy said that these panels are the best. This guy said Pink Panther panels from Panama are the best, and they're the newest thing, and how do I believe him? And he sure sounded convincing, and then you bring in another guy, and he comes over, and he tells you, oh, this is the best, and it's American-made, and okay, does that matter? Is it better? What does all this mean? And how can I trust even what you're saying? And how much time did you just spend meeting 3, 4, 5 people? I mean, how much vetting did you want to do? How many people did you bring into your home and spend that much time with and answer many of the same questions to get certainly different answers? And then you had to choose a financing type. Are any of these guys qualified? Many of them are, but I mean, how many of them that are sitting in your home, are they loan finance guys? And so that's another question for you as a homeowner. It's like, so if you had software, like when you go on and you search for a loan, right? Well, that's what our software does. It helps you. It helps you vet the right installers. It helps you vet and find the right financing, if that's the case. Some people do, in fact, want to pay cash. But what's really important is to get the numbers. You want to find out, like, if you actually ever sat down with a napkin and said, here's how much I pay a month, here's how much I pay a year, here's how much I pay after 5 years, here's how much I pay at 10 years. Almost no one's ever done that. Well, we do that. And we show you, oh my gosh, at 7 years, you will have spent $26,000 on your electricity. And it would have cost you $17,000 at 6 years to have gotten solar. Now, I don't know. Does that make sense? You decide. You're the homeowner. You decide if that's something that you want to do. But here it is. Here's the spreadsheet. Here's the information. Can I help you?
Right. That's very good. Very good. Me just going through all of this, it makes total sense to me that you want to simplify life because we have more important things to do, really. I mean, not that that's not important. It's just that there's other things that God's put in our hearts and that we need to get done. So if we can say, I don't know if this is viable for me. I don't know if this is going to work, but let me be a good steward and let me get the information I need in order to make an educated decision. But my time, we only have 24 hours in the day. You and I both only have 24 hours in a day. So let's use our time wisely, which is another stewardship, mindset, is that we only have 24 hours and we have to sleep sometime. We have to sleep. So how are you doing with your health now? What's going on with you now?
I am blessed. I am so blessed. I can't even tell you. I'm 100%, except for the fact that because they had sleeved me so many times, I have like no stomach muscles, and my belly button's over here on the left now.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm not a swimsuit calendar girl anymore.
No. Okay.
But traveling a lot, doing well. My wife and I are so blessed to be traveling. I just got back from doing a Fox Sports Asia show in China. Going back to Hong Kong in a couple of weeks. It's many people play tennis or golf for a hobby. I ring announce for a hobby, and it brings a lot of travel. So I'm doing well, eating lots of Sichuan food. I'm all better. But
that's amazing.
But I'm all better in a whole other spiritual way, because going through the things I went through took me from not being in such a spiritual way to really understanding. And oh my goodness, I go to John MacArthur's church
emotionally with that, just because I know that it's an emotional time, you know, because when you're be still and be with God, you know, he reveals things to you on an emotional level, because life changes, we change, starting with our hearts. It's our hearts, and our minds come too, but it's our hearts that change us. So emotionally, you were going through a lot of struggles. You had to be. I know I was when I was down, you know, not being able to walk and not knowing if I was going to be able to walk. I can relate to that downtime. And, you know, God was saying, be still and know that I am God. And I had to be still. So what went on with you in your spiritual world, in your heart, during that time?
Well, certainly a lot of battles.
Is this scary for you to talk about?
No, I'm okay. Certainly a lot of battles, because, you know, that's when the enemy wants to attack you. You know, he wants to say whatever he wants to say to your mind and spin you out.
Like, you can't, you're not, you won't.
And you're done.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah. You're over, pal.
Get your things in order. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how you feel too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you really don't want to be on those pain pills, although you are like really racked in pain. Mm-hmm. I mean, that many.
Yes.
Long story, a lot of surgery. But I mean, you know, instead of spiraling down, spiral into the word, spiral into and surround yourself with other people that are positive and of like-minded faith. Mm-hmm. And I would say, John MacArthur is a big influence in my life and my wife's life, our family life. And you know, we go to Grace and we listen to Grace to You. And that was one of the things that I was able to do as I laid on that couch for a year. And that was helpful. And then, I was able finally to get up, I would say, after about the eighth month mark. And I was able to actually make it to service and actually go. And that was one of the things my whole week was like built upon, was, you know, getting up and getting out and being able to, you know, find a way to put my pants over, you know. It was a long, long story, but.
8 long months.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I heard. 8 months.
It was a blessing kind of like in disguise, because, you know, had I not been through all that, I wouldn't be sitting here sharing this. And I know that someone else out there maybe is somehow feeling what I felt. And maybe there are others out there that are feeling the joy that I'm feeling at this moment. And both of those are indescribable, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just, to God be the glory, and it's just been such a blessing. And now that I'm able to have created this way to help more people, many people, everybody, and help them help the planet, because of all of the, I know we don't have much time here left, but one of the things that's on my heart and has been is that the corruption that comes along with all of this oil and all these wars are started and all these things like that. If we can have less dependency on foreign oil and more dependency or less dependency on that and have more control, then what do we have? We have more control, and we're using God's resource, the sun, you know, which is not causing that problem.
Yes. S-U-N and S-O-N.
Indeed.
Which is the title of the show.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing that, yeah, he wants us to rely on us, on him, not on us. And, you know, and this is another way of doing that. He created the sun.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. I am so thankful that you dug deeper and, you know, pressed in to him, because the other decision is to just opt out and say, you know, why me? Or, you know, if there's a God, why? You know, or if there was a God, why would he do this? You know, I mean, and there are those comments and there is those questions. And, you know, I always say, you know, my dad died of cancer, lung cancer, and he was only 60 years old. So I'm past that age now. And so I feel like I'm living longer than my dad, which is sad. And I was by his bedside watching him dwindle away. And I would look up, and I didn't have a close relationship with my father, but I still thought it was too soon for him to go. And to watch him and watch cancer and how awful it is and how it just takes over. And, you know, during that time, I just said, why, God? Why? 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 And, you know, a friend of mine just said, it's not for us to ask why, but I will ask God why. At least I think I will. Maybe it won't matter when I get up there. Maybe it won't matter. But I am, you know, that is a question. And it's okay to ask the question. He says, come to us as children, right? And what do children do all the time?
Ask
why?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was worn out by my kids saying, why? It's like, because, after a while. So we have 2 minutes left. So with 2 minutes, what would you want to say? And you can go wherever the Lord leads you to go. Obviously, you want to help other people with solar, and that's definitely a reason for being on the show.
Well, I want to thank
you
for having me. Yeah, having me here on the show to share with the listeners. I mean, the Solar Yellow Pages is going on and doing well, you know, not even being on this show. So
yes.
It's just lovely to be here on the show and share what it is that's going on.
Yes.
But really to be able to share my story with others, because it's been such a journey, you know, from all the things I've done through you know, as a young performer, transitioning into the high tech and now green tech. It's just been such a journey, and
yeah.
I'm grateful to help others.
And I'm thankful, and God is so good.
Yeah,
and I just want to say that listeners out there, you all have a story. You all have a story, and if you want to tell your story, because you feel, and it would, even if you don't think it would, it would benefit other people to tell your story. Don't stay quiet. Let other people know. Let other people in. You know, we have to choose that wisely. You know, there's not everybody is safe, but you want to tell your story because there's somebody that needs to hear it. And I would love for you to tell your story on the Sue Free Show. So connect with me by going to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word.com. Go there and let's connect, okay? God bless you. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye-bye for now.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.